Harper Audio presents Racing in the Rain, My Life as a Dog, by Garth Stein. Performed by Henry Leva. With your mind power, your determination, your instinct, and the experience as well, you can fly very high. Ayrton Senna. 1. Gestures are all that I have. Sometimes they must be grand in nature. And while I occasionally cross the line into the world of the melodramatic, it is what I must do in order to communicate clearly and effectively, in order to make my point understood. I have no words I can rely on because, much to my dismay, my tongue was designed long and flat and loose. It is a horribly ineffective tool for pushing food around my mouth while chewing, and an even less effective tool for making clever and complicated sounds that can be linked together to form sentences. And that's why I'm here now, waiting for Denny to come home. He should be here soon. I'm lying on the cool tiles of the kitchen floor in a puddle of my own urine. I'm old, and while I'm very capable of getting older, that's not the way I want to go out. Shot full of pain medication to reduce the swelling of my joints, vision fogged with cataracts, puffy, plasticky packages of doggy Depends stocked in the pantry. I'm sure Denny would get me one of those little wagons I've seen on the streets. The ones that cradle the hindquarters so a dog can drag his butt behind him when things start to fail. That's humiliating and degrading. I'm not sure if it's worse than dressing up a dog for Halloween, but it's close. He would do it out of love, of course. I'm sure he would keep me alive as long as he possibly could, but I don't want to be kept alive. Because I know what's next. I've seen it on TV. A documentary I saw about Mongolia. It was the best thing I've ever seen on television, other than the 1993 Grand Prix of Europe, of course. That was the greatest automobile race of all time, in which Ayrton Senna proved himself to be a genius in the rain. After the 1993 Grand Prix, the best thing I've ever seen on TV is a documentary that explained everything to me, made it all clear. It told the whole truth. When a dog is finished living his lifetimes as a dog, his next life will be as a man. I've always felt almost human. I've always known that there's something about me that's different than other dogs. Sure, I'm stuffed into a dog's body, but that's just the shell. It's what's inside that's important. The soul. And my soul is very human. The doors open, and I hear him with his familiar cry, "Yo, Zoe!" Usually I can't help but put aside my pain and hoist myself to my feet. Then I'll wag my tail, sling my tongue around, and shove my face into his crotch. It takes human-like willpower to hold back on this particular occasion, but I do. I hold back. I don't get up. I'm acting. "Enzo!" I hear his footsteps, the concern in his voice. He finds me and looks down. I lift my head, wag my tail feebly so it taps against the floor. I play the part. He shakes his head and runs his hand through his hair. He sets down the plastic bag from the grocery that has his dinner in it. I can smell roast chicken through the plastic. Tonight, he's having roast chicken and an iceberg lettuce salad. "Aw, Enz," he says. He reaches down to me, crouches, touches my head like he does, along the crease behind the ear. Then I lift my head and lick at his forearm. "What happened, kid?" he asks. Gestures can't explain. "Can you get up?" I try, and I scramble. My heart takes off, lunges ahead because no, I can't. I panic. I thought it was just acting, but I really can't get up. Darn. Life imitating art. "Take it easy, kid," he says, pressing down on my chest to calm me. I've got you. He lifts me easily. He cradles me, and I can smell the day on him. I can smell everything he's done.